Good evening. Pedro, how are you doing? Quickly tonight, because I am aware of time. If there's no one sitting by your side, ask people, why, what did I do wrong? This guy looks like Kofi, though. But anyway, I thought I kept saying Kofi at the back. Proverbs 25. Where is he, by the way? Is he not connect? It's neither connect nor pause. Where's Kofi? Steven, where's Kofi? He went to barb his hair. Siri? Oh, okay, cool. No, he didn't go to barb his hair because I know you people are unforgiving. We're in a new season and God is doing something new. I see that on a daily basis. I'm eager to know what is on the other side of what God is doing in your community. I'm also happy to tell you that the season you've entered into, God had to wait to filter out from among you the impatient, filter out from among you those who don't have a destiny in this walk. I see it on a daily basis. How do you get things handed over to you? In a world where people take everything they have to build everything they want, why are they all of a sudden willing to give it away? I had a meeting today just before we came. I built one of the best financial platforms. Millions of pounds, and he just came to say, how do I hand this over? What can I do? Why? Because you've got souls. So I said to him, I said, what I want to do is, I have a daughter called Abba. I've got another one called Bookie. Can I just put them on that board? Wait, I'm going somewhere. Don't worry about the excitement. We're just about to start. Said, I've seen your people cool-headed. That's why what you must begin to recruit is the best of the best. Send the inferior away back to the jungle. They'll join you later. But not on the class that you wanted to put them in. They'll join you later. But not according to what you wanted them to be. They don't have the mental capacity or the moral capability to fill those space. But they were good for the time because we counted them as part of the numbers to sell statistics. It is fine. It must be so. So urgently tonight, guys, there is a call and a new season. God is still recruiting. All of a sudden, some of you will enter a pool of finances. Don't say amen, just wait for me. Pool of finances that you never thought of. You will not go from having to having much. You will go from zero. It's like the rev of a Lamborghini. Not talking of a Mercedes Benz here. It's like when a Lamborghini kicks off. Goes from zero to 60 in the twinkle of an eye. Are you listening to me tonight? I started you off at 12 noon today saying God is still recruiting. He told Abraham, I will bless you and I will give you wealth to establish you as a nation. In a little while, those who have gone through those tests of time, those who have given their life to a place of no return, those are the only people that God can use. Those who have come to a place of, in quotes, damage to everything that is earthly, those that are the ones that God can entrust the future finance, the future Medicare, everything future is in the hands of those of you who are in this nation tonight. Honey, places an urgent call over your life, and God is looking for those to hire. I told you 12 noon, He's still hiring. He knows now the strength of those who have started work at 9 a.m. He has seen how far they can go. So He went out to hire others. Matthew chapter 20. He hires them for another hour of work, and He sees that as so this is how far this girl can go. You know, those people you keep telling not to do wrong and they keep doing it. He says, you're still on the field, but this is how far you can go. But I still have labor till 5 o'clock. So He goes on the street and He hires at 12. Because the strength of those that He hired at 12 cannot last till 3. So He needs to help them. He goes out to hire at 3, 9 to 5. He hires at 9. I want you to remember that the hiring of the Father did not end at 5. He hired the last set at 5. But the day is not over until 12. But it needs fresh strength. It needs renewed energy. And when we pour out to pray, why do I keep myself? I understand this thing. It can be stagnation today. But the reason why stagnation came was that there were people that He hired at 9. And they got so comfortable. And God realizes that I won't sack them because they tried. I'm not going to sack them, but I've got an iron new strength. Spagnation, He came to the field and His stance, He saw me. Oh my God. I didn't know that intentionally reading the word, He had to put me in a position of, what are you doing? Read that Matthew 20 when you get home. He said, what are you doing? They said, there's no one to hire us. And He hired me intentionally. He hired me in Beckham. Because there was strength of people that He hired at 9, and they've come to the zenith of doing church. Say, God, I'm not leaving this field, and I'm not going to be the strength of, let them just be there. They are first gen. They've tried. No way. Said, as the guy God is now giving resources to, no way. Yes. I will look at what the 9 a.m. did. Guess what? When He hires 5 o'clock, He will see me there. I will be the supervisor of those who He hires at 5. It doesn't matter what time He hires me. If He hires me early, I will gather experience, but I will be fresh in manifestation. Now I understand this thing. A God in a covenant will not necessarily throw people out. He just recruits new people. He knows the strength of the 9 o'clock guy. So we've tried. He knows what is right. He does what is wrong. We're not going to chase him out. We're just going to keep him, but we hire someone else. That's for 12 noon. Tonight, before we pray, I want to talk to you about Proverbs chapter 25, because God told me to tell you, if you look here, my friend, it's the word. Now, I've taught you about the word. Whenever the word is going on, those of you who trade during the word, believe me, it's better you trade outside. Don't trade under the word. It's not going to work. No, not you specifically. They say, why is it coming to Pastor Ebo again? No. Is the word. Proverbs 25, it is the glory of God, quickly, to conceal. Let's talk tonight. Talk to me.
It is the glory of God.
And I need it in message and the good news as well. It is the glory of God to do what?
To conceal a matter.
It is the glory of God to conceal. What does conceal mean, Pastor Dami? Spark Nation was a concealed matter. God told me to tell you something tonight, and I hope you are awake. The conversation is started with your parent. He wants to close it with you. I don't think these guys are ready for us, Francis. You have a conversation that was started with your parent. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter. What is concealed?
To hide.
To hide it. Talk to me.
To keep close or secret.
To keep it close or secret. What is God's glory then? The concealing of matters. You were once upon a time a seed concealed in your dad. Have you heard when people say, I don't know how I became a matter of discussion? Those who, the next set of people we will read, they find it out. But Abba, Ebon, Anike, those who are not the next category of people cannot find you out. You are a concealed matter. In Penina, you know, Elkanah, the husband of Anna, there is a concealed seed. So it does not matter if Anna was a second wife or third wife. It is the glory of God in Elkanah to conceive a Samuel as a seed. The seed called Samuel must come from Elkanah. It doesn't matter the number, what wife Anna will be, to conceal, to hide as a secret. Talk to me.
To hide, to keep close or secret.
To keep close or secret. I'm still a secret happening. This conversation started with my dad and mom, but even they don't understand what this matter called Rodell. They don't understand what this matter called Niniola Scott is. Humans are God's glory. He made human in his own image, but there are matters. I'm going to get into science in a moment. I'm not even sure anymore if this generation is ready for me. I'm red or angry and hot. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter. The matter got concealed before 1980. My parents will name him Toby. But it's a secret closed to the heart of God. Are you listening to me, Spark Nation, tonight? I've decoded how to raise an old generation. When you sit and look at black young people, concealed matters. And I'm looking at the glory of God. But what?
To search out a matter.
Talk to me.
To search out a matter.
Is what?
Is the glory of kings.
You don't understand what that means, sister. God conceals. Kings search. If you don't understand your life, if you don't understand what is going on, that is God's glory. It conceals it. God is not a talkative. He's a conversational person. It's the glory of God. God, I give you glory for me as a matter, but concealed, so I can walk through the pavement, check pavement of life, either in Nigeria or in London or America, but as a concealed matter, I'm looking for a searcher. What does Cambridge University do? Oxford. They research. They search again. Why? Because someone searched something, but of all the invention of man, whatever has been searched is not perfect. Only apostles and prophets search out things, and it's accurate. So God says, in this dimension, there has never been a search of what the church of now is supposed to be. So we are not researching. We are searching. Are you listening to me tonight? Not the interpretation. I'm searching a continent in the heart of God. That continent was destined to be Africa, but also can research it. They can't get it. So God sent me to this realm to find the sons of Africa outside of their domain. Wait, sit down. You didn't hear what I just said. He sent me, yeah, it has to be outside of their constraint. How do they really behave if they were not in that bubble? I'm not researching. I'm searching and finding. So someone can be the most useless person in Africa. You take them out of that thing created, and all of a sudden they become best actor in the world. The conversation God started with our parents was a social mobility conversation, but they managed because they will not go outside of their church. Have you heard people say, I go to Ghanaian church? He was trying to take you out for revival in. But you've managed to come here and you created the same bubble. No wonder your sons and your daughters are so poor, because you go to just your own circle and said, oh my God, the conversation I started with you, I took you out of your father's house, I took you out of your mother's house, I brought you to a strange land to search something in you. How did you create that world again? How? I go to a Congolese church, Nigerian church. What on earth does that mean? It took you out. It was going to do a search on you so that you can launch back into your continent and create what is in the mind of God. The strongest Asian community is not in the UK, it's in their country. What is Africa? God's end time instrument. What is all the third world, including Colombia? The end time instrument. Why did he bring his son out of Africa? It's in the Bible, you know. Why? To save it. Who carried the cross to the finish line? You don't know. Read your Bible when you get home. Who carried the cross to the finish line? Peter? Simon of Cyrene? Who carried the cross to the finishing point? Who ended all this matter where Jesus would say, it is finished? It is the glory of God. What does message say?
God delights.
The delight of God is to the word.
In concealing things.
Did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
God delights in concealing things. If you're still looking for answers in life, God says, that's my delight. I like it. God, why are you not showing me how I will prosper? Just give me a dream to show me where to make money tomorrow. God says, that's not really my delight. Because I want to test who is a king. Kings search out matters. They are not the people that confess, I'm king and royalty. Baby girl, you're a queen like Esther. Thank you, Jody boy. It is deeper than that. They are searchers. Impatient people don't search. Two things I've seen today, how a person can just change their life in a moment. Pastor Alex was with us in a meeting, and he's been struggling to do his money transfer thing. So they lock account and we go to different account. How do you da 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 da? They just lock account. And the man was having dinner, would say, I'm FCA regulated, I've got everything. So I'll just make you an agent, and then you can do your big numbers. Simple. So you don't need to struggle. Huh? So it made a heart. So look at this. How long does it take to be FCA regulated? You write exams, right? You do all those things. No, so what just happened in dinner is someone made him FCA regulated in 1 minute. It's just like, okay, so in my house. The person is quoted on the Nigerian stock exchange market. About to be quoted on this stock exchange market. You just say, oh, no, that's cool. You do this. It just kept getting interested in what it does. So, okay, so how do you do the transfer? Say, I will take cash or I have to use uncle. He said, okay, that's cool. I'm FCA regulated. I've got everything. So you just be me here. Just be regulated. 1 minute. The Bible says, can a nation be birthed in one day? No wonder it says, let them that are faithful be faithful still. It's taking a seed to get there. But guess what? When God is true, if he keeps the focus, don't give the strength to no woman. When God is true, what he calls sowing, like sacrifice sowing, it will make in an hour. Everything is ever sown since a new spark. On the same table, we're sitting with a guy who's got, this guy makes millions a year, millions, by being security. White man like her. He will get there on his way home. Makes millions operating a security company. I said, look, you guys can have it. It protects all the royalties from Qatar. So you can run the security company. Give me 50 boys or 15 guys. Then I remember there was a guy who was trying to do that, but he's impatient. But God won't use such a person because he sees the heart. He knows this one is an evil man. And we tried, you know. Now I know this God more. We tried, okay, you can register, come and meet somebody, meet so. God said, you're wasting your time. You want to use flesh to do social mobility for people. You want to choose a man I've rejected. And when the person walks out, again, in my house, where I'm sitting, and drives his Range Rover in, and says, I've got this company. A son, I want to have this company. I don't know how you will meet such men if we're working ordinarily. They will fix an appointment for you through their PA. They will check your record and be sure. You see, this one, it's in my house. I can say, they were criminals before. CISA may not pass quickly, but we'll get there somehow. He said, that's great. I said, oh my God, you guys are doing an amazing job. I said, that's the level we're trying to get you to do an amazing job too. He says, oh my God. This this is a concealed matter. It's like the word of the book. I need you to look for that story for me again. I love it all the time. Because I'm conscious of time and we've got to pray. Why are you waiting this much? It's still correcting your heart. It's not there yet, and you would have to wait, sister. Pastor can gather 10 people and say, be blessing. All of a sudden, they won't have money to bless you. Because it's still correcting your heart, and it knows you don't believe. You've not crossed that sea of what's that woman's name? Your people will be my people. Ruth. Ruth. Your people will be my people and your God will be my God. I'm not going anywhere. Saying that to a old woman. You know, if we become that as a church, we'll all be so rich. In one day, Ruth became royalty. Because she decided to follow a woman who has lost two sons. Can you see the future? It's like she deliberately, that means, destroyed her whole life. That has been destroyed before anyway. But it's like she finished it. She lost her husband. Said it's destroyed. But now there is still time. You can run back to your people. And somebody else can marry you. But you're going to follow this woman to whom you have no blood lineage. And she said, I become your family today by my choice. So your God will be my God. In other words, I don't even know the God you are serving. But your God will become my God and your people my people. A matter concealed. No one knew that Ruth was going to get with Boaz, and through thy lineage, Jesus will come. The conversation started the day her husband died. God told me to tell you that the conversation is started with your parents. It wants to end with you. If you don't allow him to end it with you, it will have to end it with your children. Are you listening to me, guys? It started a conversation. When Esther lost his parent, and Esther would only listen to a man called Mordecai. And God said, the conversation I started with you, with your parent Esther, I'm going to complete this conversation. We did not know that the conversation was the establishment of the Jewish nation. It started with the loss of our parents, but this girl will carry the story through by serving the God of Mordecai. Are there orphans here? Are there people who might have lost their parents? You look at your family and they were not too good to you, or they were good, but there is nothing to write home about. It was a conversation, but it was hidden secret by God, because you did not choose the parent that bore you. You did not choose the family you came through. It was a conversation. God says, have I found somebody that can complete this convo? Matter is a conversation hidden. So I'm not against parents. I'm just saying don't be like them, because they only, Ikaliata, started a convo. And God looks to the next generation. The conversation God started with Joseph in that dream. He saw the stars and the moon. Bow down to him. That conversation will end in Egypt, when he will become the ruler of Egypt. But the conversation started, and his brother reacted to a convo. It was a conversation between heaven and earth. Please, Spark Nation, listen to me. Don't let us carry this conversation to the next generation. I beg of you. I beg of you. your friends, your mates and brothers that are in prison now, they stop the conversation. And you say someone is sentenced to 13 years in jail, conversation ends. And God will look at their kid that they left behind and say, would you finish this conversation? I started it with your grandfather. And if you're coming from a good family like mine, my dad started a convo with God, but I didn't finish it. And God looks at my family and said, can you, will you, do you have the capability and the capacity, the mental capability, the moral capacity to finish this conversation? Because and I answered him years ago and said, I'll do what it takes. I want to finish this convo. Why does it seem like God postpones his coming? There's no generation to finish this thing. And I swear to you, Spark Nation, your generation and this house must finish this conversation. We cannot keep having this conversation over and over again. It is the glory of God. So it takes out of the way the things that distract this conversation. Conversation is started. I didn't know that this talk, and neither did Joseph know that this talk that started in the corner of his bedroom, maybe he was sharing room in. Joseph grew up in a trap house. Isaac grew up in a trap house. I said to one of your brothers today, you can sin, right? Because you live by yourself. You're comfortable now. You give. To who? All these guys grew up in a trap house, and a conversation started in the little corner Joseph was given. You should know why this is crucial. The only thing you can write home about with Joseph is not his room of many colors, it's just one garment. But the conversation that started in the corner of the God house, it is five people, Maliakata, in a room. She sleeps on the floor. But in that place, a convo started. The conversation that started with Anna started with her womb being shut. Are you listening to me tonight? But he said, if you give me a son, I'll drop him in a trap house. He was sleeping in front of an ark. And a conversation started between heaven and earth inside a trap house that night. And we did not know that that conversation will end up to nation building. Am I talking to you tonight? Oh yeah, you're tired of sleeping with five people in your room. Run out. Go get yourself a nice stuff. Your child will finish that conversation. You did not finish hearing in the presence of God. You did not finish the conversation. That's why, look at the homes you grew up in. Your parents did not finish that convo. They didn't finish. They wanted a private life. And God said, I was still talking. He said, pause. And now, yes, that's right. Somebody has to finish the conversation. Your dad did not finish, dummy. If you like, don't finish it. Be an engineer. Work for Caterpillar. That's where his dad works. Oh, my dad is general manager of Caterpillar. There was I love this man. He comes here. He had to call me yesterday. We call him that, the heritage. I've never sat down. He said, there was something, a revival that broke out in my life in 1987. He said, but something happened along the way. In 1987, I was 7 years old. He said, when I stepped into Spark, he said, conclusion of the matter is this. I've come to submit to you. Because I know in 1987, a convo started But along the line, I press pause. There were those that were part of you that God was having a conversation with. And all of a sudden, they began to listen to the word. They pressed pause. It will take their children or children's children. And there are people listening to me here tonight too, that you will press pause maybe in a month or two. But I want you to know that this is not about stagnation. This is about that somebody has to finish the conversation you're not finishing. It starts the conversation tonight. I'll finish this convo. Oh my God. I will finish the conversation I started with Evan for 10 years ago. I don't think you understand. When Paul said, I know a man, either in the flesh or in the spirit, I do not know. He said, now you understand that scripture better. He said, he heard things that is not lawful for man to utter. It's a conversation that still has to finish. Paul could not finish it. You are not listening to me. It is why? What do you? Why did God make him hear things that cannot be uttered, that cannot be said? It's secret. It is not. You read that scripture. Let them understand it. It is not lawful for a man in this realm at this time, to on this age, to utter those words. I cannot finish that convo. However, ikataya. There is a generation that will finish it. I will tell you what Paul heard. As a pastor, tell us now. I don't know it yet, but I'll get there. I'm honest with you to say, I don't know it yet. But we'll be teaching one day like this in Spark and we will hear it. Because 14 years ago, he has started that conversation with me too. But God said, you can use fame. If you press the button of fame, it is pause on heaven's button. If you press the button of wealth, it is pause on heaven's button. If you press the button of marriage, it is pause on heaven's button. If you press the button of culture, you just say pause. God said, okay, you know, God does not argue with you. If he intends to raise you as a financial pillar or soul winning, when you start messing up, it doesn't argue, it moves to the next person. Doesn't argue. The first day a man opens or a woman opens their mouth and say, I'm always giving. He said, that's fine. You will never always give now. Let's have that conversation that I started with you with another person. It goes to that person and it starts a conversation of sacrifice, of giving all. Isaac completed the convo that started on Mount Moriah. But Isaac messed up. Generations are set up to finish convos. As I was saying, yes, he did. Solomon was supposed to start a new conversation. Wealth and military. Solomon didn't. Nor all the kings after him until Josiah. How did the kingdom of Josiah begin to rise? Josiah got into the ark. They were rebuilding a broken temple. And he found the word, Ikataya. The conversation God was having with his forefathers. When they were trying to rebuild the dilapidated tabernacle, the priest ran back and said, we have found the book of the law. He said, bring it. At the age of eight, God found a Josiah that can continue. But Josiah messed up 30 years after. Josiah messed up. He did not finish. But just telling you that no matter what the age of a person is, when you come into this age, there was a convo God was having with the people of this age. You can pick it up, Obi. The church that we met They paused the conversation with chasing HSBC for church building. Big choir. And all this stuff. They paused heaven's convo. From Medicare, all the businesses represented in this house, crypto. The first set of people to discover and code crypto in this house is a convo. You can finish it or you can move it to the next set. But you will finish. Can I hear a better amen?
Amen.
Or whatever else, you find yourself first in the rail industry, it's a conversation it's having. He said, I've eaten this thing for a long time, but will I find Nini or Dami reliable to continue this talk? At a time in the work of Christ, the conversation that started, Malika Toza, he started a conversation with Moses. Moses couldn't finish it. He continued it with Elijah. Elijah couldn't finish it. And he started this convo. Have you ever imagined on the Mount of Transfiguration, the Bible says Jesus called Peter, James, and John. He called them to the mountain. Elijah came. Moses came. And they had a convo. Did you hear that? Look for that scripture again. I know I'm piling up scriptures now. They had a conversation. And turned to sons and daughters who have lived with me before and said, we were having a convo. You walked there. We're talking. They taught me something where I grew up. Say, don't walk out on the adults when they are talking, right? Say, well, this guy walked out. The problem is when you walked out, I started a conversation with someone else. But can you not talk to five people at the same time? No. I can talk to them, to one person to talk to you. When we started pastoring, we were having convo with everybody on every issue. We said to them, God will bless you all. God said, me, him. He said, I won't. Which one do you want to read?
The definition of conversation.
Talk to me.
A keeping company.
Kaliata.
Familiar intercourse. An intimate fellowship or association.
Oh my God. Oh my God. You know why I said the conversation is started with your parents? No matter how much we think our parents didn't do well, right? They tried. Their problem was either pushing them to God or pushing them to 666. Most of them opted for 666 self, man. And self, and they built a little thing, and God said, ah, if you had seen what I was talking to with Anna. Now with Anna, I wasn't asking her for IVF. I could open, I'm not saying IVF is wrong, I could open a womb, but I needed her to come and have a convo. What was Anna doing? She spoke to a place. At that point, Anna had taken the position of Eli. God was no longer speaking to Eli, but Anna had reopened a convo with God, and it touched God that night, because in Anna was a concealed matter. When you get back home, you will see the Bible says, and she returned home and had a fear with Elkanah because she had conceived in Shiloh. So a priest that was no longer talking to God. Sam Obi. The day you miss it all is not the day you don't have money to run Croydon nonsense or revival rubbish again. It's not. Those are just names. It's the day conversation stops. The day convo stops. you will stop speaking for him. And from then, sir, it doesn't matter how much money you have, conversation has stopped. Heavens have moved on. But you see, when heaven moved on, they did not remove the cloak. The bishopric cloth from Eli's neck. Samuel needed to grow. Thank you, Pastor Obi. Somebody had to train Samuel. The whole work of Eli was to train Samuel. When Samuel was growing, Eli was sitting on his throne, priest throne, and cracked his neck and died. You know, prophet was making joke. He said, when we were in Ashburn, I said, a pastor called Ad, they said he was prophesying future to Pastor Dam. He said, the only thing he didn't see is to say, oh, by the way, you, this idiot, will take my position. He saw every other thing. He missed one. He missed the concealed matter, the most important. He missed that I will be your slave from a distance even. How do we get to those stage? I've seen people in church occupy seats till the real person come. I've been in church 14 years, guys. The only person that has refused to be moved out of this convo is me. Huh? You're here. Jumped? Oh, okay, Pastor Daniel. He said, I'm me. That's very true, by the way. Jump, first generation. They wanted to soak me and pull me down. I jump. Not first gen, these ones. No, the real first gen. And I kept saying publicly, I'm not part of you. Let me tell you, it got to a stage. I told them, I'm teaching powerfully. And you're saying to me, I'm not talking to you guys. Eternal gen, they're not first. Said, I'm not talking to you. Now I've got to stop. Said, I'm not talking to you guys. We come. Said, oh, how dare you say that? Sorry. That was a mistake. I wasn't talking to them. Why are you not talking to them? Because God wasn't talking to them anymore. At the peak of revival, everybody was leaving. Spark Nation, no, Spark Ministries then. The older guys were leaving. And God took me into a dream. In that dream, I was having a conversation in my living room. And in that living room, I was talking to people. And a man ran from the garden, ran to me, and said, what are you doing here? I said, I'm talking to the sheep. He looked at them. He said, where are the sheep? I said, this one, we're talking to reconcile. Before I went to bed, before I slept up that day, I was sending emails out because these so-called elders were fighting me for no just cause, in my own opinion. Maybe it's a just cause even great. In fact, for just cause. Really, just cause if you think about it. And I've sent an email out and we said, oh, we're all going to meet tomorrow morning and have a meeting. I went into this dream. The man that ran from the garden said, what are you doing here? I said, I'm having a conversation to settle whatever rift is going on in the church. The man looked at me and said, this one. So I said, yes. He shook his head. He ran back to the garden. I looked at his conviction. I ran after him. I got to the garden. I saw young sheep, herds, with brown hair. They are supposed to have white wool, famished. They were thin. They were coming out of circle ways, sewage system. But there was a rope that tied them together and was pulling them out. I ran. I left this old rubbish in the living room truthfully because God said, they are not my sheep. God said, I've stopped having conversation with them. So no matter what you are saying, if it is from me, it will offend them. No matter how hard the word is, if it is from you, from God, and Peter is speaking it, and you still hear him, you will only adjust. You will not be offended. But when he stops having convo with you, the word of your man of God will be offense to you, because God is not speaking to you anymore. God, the conversation you started with me, because what happens to people is it starts a conversation when they get into church, but all of a sudden they start having conversation with people that have been around. They start thinking things through. And at that point, heaven says, we cannot talk to her anymore. We'll finish this convo tomorrow night. Rise on your feet. It's not my fault. It's your close time here. Huh? Say that again. No, I need us to pray. It's not me. I've piled up Bible verses which we'll deal with tomorrow night. We're meeting tomorrow night, yes? It's a little group conversation. Where did your fighting for seed convo stop? My own starting this fighting for seed convo started more than 14 years ago. £10. KCM every month. Pastor Mrs. Lola, Reverend Dapo's wife, will give me £20 a month because she was the only one working. And God said to me, let me have a convo with you on that £20. He said, take it, send it. He said, God, I need a long coat jacket. He said, die freezing. Break the clothes to my brother's house when the last bus stops you. That's why I can't forget that family. It doesn't matter. When the last bus stops you, you have to walk back. Did you know birthday clothes? In Timson, of course you did. Shaking your head like a blizzard. You don't know Timson? Yeah. Why did you say no first? Said I say yes now. Even if I don't know it, what should I say now? Actually, remembering now, I don't know if you know it. And beg their clothes to walk home from the last bus stop takes about 20 minutes walk. So don't use cab, don't use none of those things. Don't you dare use my money to pay for taxi. Said, okay, Lord, that's a convo. The convo is started. I pushed it to this stage today, but it said it's not finished. Some of you jump into the middle of conversation. All the seed is used for Uber because it's easier. I'm not saying don't leave comfort, because someone says, oh, but you drive Rolls Royce. God knows I didn't care about it. I had my bag. I didn't have loops. I didn't know it exists. I had shoes from Primark. But you see, I had these big headphones and radio cassettes. The word, walking home freezing, saying, Likabarebo sobradishke. Never ask God once. Never began to ask a conversation that God is not having with me. You didn't understand. I can start having conversation of wealth, and God is having conversation of consecration. God said, don't you dare change the convo. What I'm saying is what we are talking about. God, when am I going to have money? He said, don't you dare change that convo. I'm the one speaking. He said, not you. Don't tell me what you want me to hear. Tell me that you are hearing what I'm saying. God, the convo you started with me, that started with my parents, wherever I've pressed pause, I resume it tonight. So I've got 10 minutes of you conversating. It is glory of God to conceal a matter. It is the glory of King to search out. What is God thinking? Can I tell you why stagnation? We remain at the cutting edge. I'm not talking to him. He's talking to us. I don't go to him saying, God, we want to be worldwide. God knows that I'm content with the little side of my room. Let me tell you, the day God tells me I'm not having conversation of finance with the mobilizers anymore, I move to the next person. I'm only a servant. I'm only sent. So I don't start a convo with him. He speaks, I respond. God, whatever post our convo, our conversation, I want you to press in tonight. The first 5 minutes, no drums, no instrument. When he begins to speak, I want you to get into your heart like Anna. Sorry. One more second. Listen to me. Your short womb is a convo. Huh? God, the Bible says, but God shut the womb of Anna. He was trying to talk to her. And Anna got to a place where he realized, I cannot continue to tell you my own convo. If you give me a son, I will give you a prophet. God said, conversation activated. She's got the talk right. Because in the last Shiloh, and the last Shiloh, and the last Shiloh, it's about give me son like Pelina. Look at everybody having children and I don't have any. I said, nah. The conversation. Father, the conversation you started with me 14 years ago. I stand on the mountain.